The Travis Larson Band on the phone. Let's see if we can't get them to do the thing here. Guys, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. Do you want it louder or softer?
We're fine. We can turn it up and down.
Okay.
Yeah, but she said it was echoing.
It's not echoing now, so let's...
Okay.
It's only going to echo if I turn it up loud.
Okay. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, good. Let's see. All right. Okay, I've got Travis Larson, Jennifer Young, and Dale Moon on the by cell phone from a parking lot in Medford, Oregon.
Are we live?
You are live.
Oh, right on.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, we are on the road right now. We just drove from Santa Rosa, California, which is where we played last night. And a friend of ours, Brian Beller, bass player for Steve Vai and Death Clock and Mike Keneally, mm-hmm. and a whole bunch of other cool people, is doing a bass clinic here tonight at 7. So we're here to hang out with our buddy, and then tomorrow we drive up to Fife, Washington, and play a place called Louis G's. And then we've got, I think, 5 gigs in Washington over the next week.
Lovely.
And then on our way back, we're hitting Eugene, and we're doing a free guitar clinic in Eugene, and playing at a place called Goodfellas. All these dates are on some piece of paper somewhere.
Wait a minute, I've got them right here. Hang on.
I have them.
Okay,
I have them as well.
Goodfellas Lounge is looking like Tuesday, June 14th.
Wow, look at you. You are all over it.
117 Southwest 14th Street in Springfield, Oregon. Phone number is 541-726-9815.
Actually, Goodfellas is on Wednesday, June 15th.
Oh, it says... Oh, wait. I did that wrong.
But that's okay. We'll figure it out if you go to TravisLarsonBand.com.
Yes.
We've been in the van since last... it's been about a week, so we're just starting to feel a little road weary, but not too bad. I mean, a week is not really bad in the great scheme of things.
If you could see the scene here, we're just sitting looking at a bunch of traffic in the black van, which is pretty hot.
Yeah, we're like sitting in the GC parking lot facing the interstate.
Yeah, sweating. Trav's leaning over his steering wheel, eyes squinting.
It's the way it should be.
I don't know about that.
Glamour.
Yes, doesn't sound very glamorous, but there you go. So you guys are going to be playing, you just played a bunch of gigs in California, or, no, it's Saturday, June 18th, I'm sorry, I'm going from the top of the list. See, this is, yeah.
Yeah, we're doing about, we're doing 18 shows in a row or something like that. Tonight's our only night off between the 1st and the 19th, which is when we get home, I believe, which is Father's Day. So we're kind of trying to hit it hard. This is our first run on the new record, which is called Sound Mind, by the way. If you hadn't mentioned that, I will remember to.
Oh, yes. No, I've been playing it for the last several weeks, and it was released May 27th, right?
Yes. Yeah, and so we, this is our first getting out there and playing the new songs, so we always try and do that on the West Coast, since we're really a West Coast band, a Bay Area band. So we're doing, started in San Luis Obispo, which is where we live, and we're going up to Seattle and doing a run, kind of hitting all the places going up that we're not hitting going down, if that makes sense. So we're playing every night, but we're staggering our hits. So on the way back, I think we're going to drive through Eugene tonight, and we're going to play Eugene in a week and a half. But it's been really good so far. The reception of the record has been really good, and
The new record is great. We've been playing it here on the Guitar Shop, so I have several questions about all that for all of you. First off, I want to just say that it's really great to talk to you guys again. And you were planning on coming back through Portland later this year, ish.
There's kind of loose plans for that. There's a potential for if not a band tour, at least maybe a guitar clinic tour of guitar centers or something like that, depending on how things come together. But if we don't come through by the end of the year, it'll probably be early next year.
Yay! So. Well, that would make me happy.
We missed seeing you this time.
What's that?
We missed seeing you this time.
I know. I'm just, June is just such a crazy month, and the first thing I thought of when I had to be out was, I can't do the interview with those guys. I'm so upset. But anyway, we're doing this interview, which is a good consolation prize. Not as good as seeing you in person, but it's better than not talking to you at all. So,
you know, what's funny is I remember the last time we did an interview with you, it was from a parking lot, and I was in the same seat, and it was in the van on the same iPhone.
Oh, my God, that's right.
Because we had come through on our tour, and then we ended up doing the UFO tour.
Yes.
So I think we did a radio show with you from the UFO tour, and I think I was in, like, Modesto, California or something.
That's right.
The Portland gig.
Yeah, and then you guys came up here. That was last October with UFO.
Yeah.
And I saw you there, but we didn't get you into the station or something. I don't remember what happened there, but there was no time or something.
Yeah, it was the UFO stuff was really crazy because something we discovered about being a smaller band on a bigger tour is those guys have a bus.
Yeah.
So they don't ever have to, like,
stop.
Yeah. You know, it's like they have a driver that sleeps while they're playing the gig, and then they sleep while he's driving, and the thing just keeps moving. So like I say, I think we were in Modesto, California the night before the Portland, Oregon gig.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a short drive, you know.
No, it's not.
We had to finish the gig and then drive, you know, 3 or 4 hours, and then the next day drive like 7 hours or something crazy like that.
Yes, lots of driving. My goodness. So, well, go ahead.
I was going to say, by comparison, today's a light day. We only drove 6.5 so far today, and we've only got another 3 to go. So,
feels like a vacation, right?
Yeah, exactly. We're just kicking it.
Okay, so new CD, Sound Mind. Where did you get the title?
We threw a whole bunch of ideas around, and it really ended up settling on this title. Jennifer had come up with a whole bunch of different artistic concepts for the record, and this one just kind of seemed to be the most all-around. If you see the graphics for the record... And
yeah, it looks like a Rorschach inkblot thingy.
Yeah, a Rorschach.
Rorschach inkblot, yeah.
Yeah, so that seemed like as soon as she came up with that idea, I think we were sold, because it was just such a cool way to have, you know, a concept, and we've got cool graphics for, you know, drum shells and things like that, and all that sort of stuff. So,
and just the irony that you're not of sound mind if you're willing to do this kind of lifestyle.
Yeah, the music's a little outside.
Yeah.
Where'd you get these ideas, Jen?
That's what I was getting to.
Oh, gotcha.
The irony. Oh, the irony. Of
the irony. Well, great. You know, on your first CD, you guys got Victor Wooten to play a track, George on My Mind.
That was our second.
Second CD. Sorry, excuse me. The first one, yeah, it was just you guys. And then on Burn Season, you got Steve Lukather to play on a track. And on this one, you've gotten Dave LaRue to play on Fuzzy. So how did you get Dave, and why did you name it Fuzzy?
Well, the thing about Dave is he's actually a good buddy of ours, so I didn't really have to get him. You know, we've been hanging out with Dave for years.
He actually pressured us to play an R.
Well, he's got excellent taste. What do you want? Yeah.
But Dave, you know, Dave's such, you know, he's one of our favorite all-around musicians and people in the world.
Yeah.
And we've been hanging out with him for years. And then, I'll say first of all about the tune that he was playing on. When we always wanted to do something that wouldn't be predictable, I guess, if Dave was going to do something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of guys that play like me, obviously I'm a huge Steve Morse influence, and everybody knows it, and I didn't want to try and outdo Steve, you know. Nobody's going to out-Steve Steve.
Yeah, so that's true.
So I didn't want to do something like I think a lot of guys might do, where they would try and do a real Dragsy or Steve Morse band kind of a thing, and then mm-hmm. get Dave LaRue to play bass on it. So we went kind of the complete opposite direction and went for more almost a 70s Steely Dan-ish kind of jazzy thing. And then I said, why don't you play fretless? And he had kind of the same idea beforehand. We both had talked about ideas of what we could do. And So it was just kind of a fun challenge and a different thing to do, and you know, let him play a little fretless and something that's not not predictable, I guess, for what you would expect him to do with this band.
Exactly, and I think it's the first track I played off of when I got the CD, and I love the fact that, you know, there's a lot of comparisons with the Travis Larson band and the Steve Morse band, and I love the fact that you didn't go for the expected thing.
Oh, well, cool.
Yeah, I thought that was really nice.
We've been trying to mix it up a little bit, and a lot of tunes on this album, we've been talking about how diverse they are.
And they are.
It's so diverse, so you wonder whether that's a good or bad thing, but I think for the seasoned listener, the true fan of what we're doing, I think it's always a good thing. And but we threw in a lot of different influences this time that might not have been so obvious on previous records. And then doing some stuff we'd never done. You know, the first track on the record is in drop C, and it's a really heavy, heavy tune. And we hadn't done anything that heavy, and we've never done anything in alternate tunings. You know, that was almost got kind of a Tool vibe to some of the sections in that song.
Yeah, that was really interesting. Nevermore, that's the name of the track. And yeah. I don't know if I've played that one. I mean, I've played it when I've been listening to it, but I don't think I've played it on the air. But I thought, well, definitely it falls within the spectrum of what you guys do. But I thought, well, this is kind of interesting. And it reminded me of something, but I couldn't think of what. And I had several points listening throughout the CD where it was like, oh, that reminds me of something, or that reminds me of something, but I haven't really pinpointed it yet. So this is a question for everybody. What's your favorite new song to play live so far? Travis, you're first.
So far, well, it's a tough question because there's songs that are easier to play, but songs that you kind of find more fulfilling. So I think one of the ones that I'm really, really just pleased with on the record and is a cool, laid-back tune to play live is Dreamcatcher.
Yes, that's a beautiful tune.
Yeah, that's one I think just sonically it sounds really, really great, and it seems to be working well. And then Down on Victory, I guess, is another favorite of mine to play live because of all the whammy pedal stuff that I get to play with. I've never done any whammy pedal stuff in a song, and I way overdid it on that song, just trying to keep up with my buddy Dave Martone.
Another great guitarist.
So, well, let's see what Jen thinks. What's
yeah, Jen,
everyone
cheers.
Keeps stealing stuff I'm going to say, but I was going to say Down on Victory also.
Gotcha.
Because the groove's pretty cool, and I get to use distortion on my bass.
Nice.
And it's one of the songs that's a little easier, so I kind of get to play into it more and think a little less. The sets have been really complicated, so Down on Victory is so far my favorite one to play.
Great. Dale?
One of my favorites to play live is Forest for the Trees, but that's it's also kind of the one that I'm the most afraid to play live still because these songs are still sort of a challenge. And that one's not really a big challenge physically or... You know, it's not a bunch of shredding, but it's just so much mentally to keep track of. But I really like it when it goes smoothly. And for the most part, it does. But I like playing that one live a lot.
Cool. Well, we've played Forest for the Trees once, I think. Most of the songs that I've played so far are Dreamcatcher, Fuzzy, Would You Believe, Hush, which I want to ask Jen about, and Old Gus, which I also want to ask Jen about. So, Jen.
Before you ask her that, well, let's ask what's your favorite track.
Oh, my favorite track? I don't have one yet, but I'm kind of leaning towards either Dreamcatcher or... oh, darn it. I really like number 9, Out of Bounds. That one is the most different to me. When I was listening to it, I thought... Wow, that sounds like, it sounds ambient, it sounds like a train, it almost sounds like another band. Have you guys ever heard of Osric Tentacles?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds quite a bit like some of the stuff they do, just like the first bit of it, you know, the first beginning part. And I thought, wow, that's really neat, I really like that. And I also really like Hush. But I wanted to ask Jen about Old Gus because I saw on your blog, and by the way, everybody listening, if you go to TravisLarsonBand.com, Jen posts a bunch of articles, which are thoughts, and there's also studio updates. And I saw that your dog passed away, and I believe me, I am so sympathetic, even though I know it happened in September. When you're a dog person, you're a dog person.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was rough. In fact, just the other night, we were in Pleasanton, California, at the same hotel where I had, got the phone call about my dog last September, and I was like, I hate this hotel. I don't like it anymore. Aww. So, I think dog people can, or anybody, can really relate to that sort of thing, and he was a special guy. But it's really cool because I've had so many people come up to me and talk to me about it, and it's kind of like he's out there still living because of that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So it's been really cool. It's cool to have expressed yourself about something heavy like that and then have people relate, and it just makes me feel really, really good that I did express myself that way.
Oh, yeah, and you put a lovely picture of him on the website. With the nose prominent, that was really cool.
Right, right. That was him opening a Christmas present.
He looked really happy about it too. Yeah. So, did Travis write that one, or did you write that one, or how did that one come about? I mean,
go ahead, Travis.
Well, it's kind of like all the material. I pretty much come up with the blueprint, and then these guys will add arrangement ideas and things like that, but I came up with most of that. Jen came up with a lot of the bass counterpoint stuff, and the whole concept behind that song, is that it's almost like if you can picture a little dog running around on a wood floor with their feet, how their toenails,
the nails click. Yeah,
yeah, because that tune is so intricate and there's so much finger picking in it, that it's kind of, and it's a happy tune, so that's kind of the idea to get across. But the real question with that song is, are we ever going to get it together for the live performance? Because, man, it is challenging.
Well, that's something to look forward to if you finally do it.
Yeah, well, we will eventually, but that's that was one that we haven't braved that one yet as far as a live one. We're actually we've had several requests for Out of Bounds. You were mentioning that, and I think we'll try and get that by the next leg that we go out. We have a few weeks off, we can work it up. But yeah, Old Gus is going to be one of those really challenging duo acoustic tunes that scares the poop out of us when we play it.
But it's another cool thing where again, it's sort of a tribute. And so, the best dog in the world lives on.
Yes. Aw. That's so sweet. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that people talking to you have, my dog this, and, we had to put our dog down, blah, 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 blah. And, yeah, it's hard. It's especially hard if you don't get to be there.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So Jen, I wanted to ask you about Hush, because I saw that you wrote that, and it's just a wonderful, lovely, really almost serene. It accurately reflects the title. So what was the inspiration for that?
I had just started messing around with my looper a little more, and during the live shows, been responsible for doing a solo, and I had been doing Stanley Clark's School Days for a while, but I started thinking I wanted to do something original. So I was messing around with some ideas, and we weren't even sure that was going to end up on the record because it's really simple. There's no flash involved, and I know a lot of times people want to hear...
They want all the sparks and fire, yeah.
Yeah, especially from a bass solo, usually people want to hear the flashy stuff, but I don't know, it just came together. I played it for, Dale and Travis and everybody, and everybody was a little bit, that's working. So we went with it, and seems like people like it. And the title I kind of came up with at the last minute because it makes me feel a little bit homesick. It's this weird nostalgic kind of feeling I get, but I didn't like any of the words like homesick.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought of how I used to feel when I was cozy at home back when I was a kid, and Hush seemed to fit that bill pretty well.
Well, it's a really nice tune. We'll probably pay it after I get you guys off the phone or whatever, because I don't want to keep you there forever because you're cooking in the van.
So, I'm blotting with a Subway napkin right now.
So do you guys want to add anything else? I had a bunch of other questions, but I don't want to keep you there all day.
Feel free to throw a few more at us. We're doing all right.
All right. Well, if you melt, let me know, and I'll just hang up the phone.
We appreciate you doing a show like this still and supporting, live music and non-commercial music and all that sort of stuff. So it's important to support you as much as you support us.
Bless your hearts. I'm buying you guys dinner next time you're in town. But, by the way, the Guitar Shop is going to celebrate, I can't believe this, 15 years this June 18th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Ask me where the time goes. I swear to God, whatever.
When it's 20, we need to do a 20th anniversary concert.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun? That would be awesome. Oh, my Lord. I kept thinking I should do something for the 15 years, but things in the rest of my life have been so really busy lately and really crazy and a bunch of things that I just didn't have it together to do that. And I thought, maybe next year or the year after or something. But 20, that would be awesome. Great. This is after you win the Grammy, right?
In 5 years.
Yeah. This is after you win the Grammy and you're doing film scores and, you're making oodles of money, right? Yeah. I predict.
Yeah. We'll finance the whole show. We'll put it on its big theater up there.
We'll get Martone and Vinny and we'll get all our friends out.
I've had Dave Martone here in the Guitar Shop with an in-studio, and we've done a couple phone interviews, and he's just such a crazy guy.
I was just talking to him a couple of days ago about you because we were...
Really?
Yeah, we were talking about...
Well, tell him I said hi.
Yeah. He's actually... I think he's in Germany right now. He just went to Europe 3 or 4 days ago.
Good for him.
And he's coming back. I think that he gets back the night before we're playing in Bellevue, which is right near Seattle.
Yes.
So... he's going to try and come hang out with us at that gig if he's not too burnt from being in Europe for a week.
That would be lovely. Yeah. Maybe he'll get up and play with you guys? No? Yes?
That was part of the deal.
Nice.
So if he shows up, he's got to play.
Nice. So everybody in the Seattle area who's listening, I really encourage you to go to the show if you can.
We'll have a whammy off.
That'll be awesome.
Dave and I.
Yeah. That sounds like a heck of a show. It's too bad I'm going to miss it.
Where are you going to be, Victoria?
I have a prior engagement, unfortunately. It's nothing nowhere near as fun as what you're going to be doing.
Right.
What date is that? That's the Bellevue date. It says Tuesday, June 14th?
That's it. Northwest Guitars, I think.
Yeah.
June 14th.
Yes, ma'am.
I think that's the one he's probably going to come out to.
Yeah, Northwest Guitars at 13107 Northeast 20th Street, Bellevue, Washington. Their phone number is 425-284-1960. You guys are on at 7 p.m., it says.
Yeah, we've got a couple of gigs in Olympia, which is pretty close to you, I think.
Yes, Olympia.
Over the bridge, right?
Yeah, you've got something on Monday 13th. Olympia is about 2 hours away. Ish.
Okay.
Well, it depends on how fast you drive, but you didn't hear
playing.
Me say that. And there's Charlie's in East Olympia, and you've got something in Falls City, Washington as well. Raging River Club. Yes.
I'll say that a bunch of these gigs, I think four of them, we're doing with Rick Beattie, who's an old buddy of ours, mm-hmm. who toured for years as the Digitech clinician.
Oh, okay.
And then... and then Larry Mitchell, who's a Grammy Award-winning guitarist from Texas, who's also a buddy of ours. I haven't seen him in a few years, though. But both great guitar players. So if you go to the website and check out which dates are which, the ones with Rick and Larry, there'll definitely be some kind of mini G3 action at the end of the night, I'm sure.
Oh, that's awesome. So it looks like Monday, June 13th at Charlie's and Sunday, June 12th at the Raging River Club. And also Saturday...
I think the Raging River is just us.
No, it has you guys listed... Well, no, right, it is just you.
Yeah, but I think the Thursday, Friday, Saturday and then the Monday show are all with Rick Beatty
and
Larry Mitchell.
You're right. That's Louis G's with Rick Beatty on Thursday, June 9th. See, I copied this and it got all like verklempt with the formatting.
I'm glad that at least you're as organized as we are. We just follow the GPS wherever it tells us
to go. There you go. And then you've got Saturday, June 11th at the 4th Avenue in Olympia with the Rick Beatty Band and Larry Mitchell. And if everybody listening, if you go to www.travislarsonband.com, you can read the tour dates and all their shining glory. So, Jen, are you still doing the website, or did you hand that over to someone else?
I'm still doing it. Yeah.
God bless you.
Happy about it, as you can tell.
I can tell. She sounds really thrilled. But, you know,
I feel like at this point I wouldn't be able to hand it over to anybody because it's such a big, spidery mess that I would just feel way too guilty. So, until something very drastic changes, I'll probably keep doing it.
You know, you guys are probably so used to doing everything yourselves.
I imagine
that's another aspect of that. That's not a judgment. It's just a thing where you're just used to doing everything yourself. You're like, okay, I should clean this up before I hand it over. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I know how that is.
We've even gotten to a point where you could probably hand some of this stuff off, but when you do, nobody ever does as good of a job as you do because you're so invested.
Right. You're way too invested in it, and you just feel like you'd be hovering over their shoulder micromanaging them.
Right, exactly.
I'll mention, too, if anyone visits the Travis Larson Facebook page, I post videos of every day that we're on the road. If you're so bored, I mean interested.
That's the one thing I refused to do was Facebook and MySpace, and Travis generally manages those things, so that's good.
See, share and share alike. Yeah. Is Dale asleep? Hey, Dale, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. He's gone into a...
Dale plays the drum.
He's gone into a dehydration coma.
Oh. Like the drool off my face.
Well, just pour some water over him. I'm sure he'll be fine as a drummer.
I'm here.
I just wanted to say hi because I keep talking to them and I keep forgetting about you and I'm not forgotten about you. I just wanted to say hi.
Oh, it's zero problem and I love you.
I love you too, sweetie. Back to the new CD. Things are going good. The tour is going good so far. And the end of it is, looks like Saturday, June 18th at the Pleasanton Brewery down in California.
That's the end of this leg. And then we have a few weeks off. And then in late July and August, we go out to the Midwest East Coast.
Nice. I know the Midwest East Coast fans are going to be real pleased about that.
Yeah, and I think we're going to do some shows with Carl Roa in New York.
Which, wonderful.
You know, Magic Elf fame.
Yes.
I don't know if you play their stuff. But
I do. I love those guys.
So that'll be real fun. We'll be out on Long Island for a couple of nights, I think, doing some stuff with them, and then probably doing some EV clinics and some gigs, and probably do a Doug Johns at least a gig or two when we hit Ohio. We've got all these great musician friends that we get to play with when we go out there, and it's always a good time to... It's like a family reunion, you know?
That's so much fun. That's awesome. So I did have a question, getting back to Dave LaRue guesting on the new CD and how you've had other guests in the past. So is this going to be a tradition now, each CD, you're going to get at least one or two guests? Hello? Oops, did I lose them? I might have lost them. Hello? Okay. Well, that's the Travis Larson Band. Maybe they'll give us a call back. I don't know if they lost their signal or what, but they are on tour with the new Sound Mind CD. They're playing up and down the West Coast up until June 18th, and then they're going back out on the Midwest and East Coast tour somewhere in August, I believe he said. And while we wait for them to possibly call back, I'm going to play something from the new CD, which is entitled Sound Mind. And I think we'll start out with Old Gus, which we were just talking about, which is dedicated to their late dog, Gus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Gus from Sound Mind, the brand new CD from the Travis Larson Band. And we've got them back on the phone. We got a slight phone problem.
You guys, are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
You could. I've got this iPhone, and I had it on the dashboard, and I think it just decided it was too hot.
Oh, dear. I hope it's okay.
We outlasted the iPhone, so don't put your iPhone on a hot dashboard and talk to it. I'm talking on the radio for half an hour.
So today is June 8th. You guys are playing next. Oh, you're hanging out with your friend tonight.
We're actually, if anybody in Medford can hear us, Brian Beller's doing a bass clinic at 7 o'clock, and he's the bass player for Steve Vai and Death Clock and a bunch of other great musicians. And he's going out next week with Guthrie Govan. We're here sitting in the parking lot. You can come sweat with us.
That sounds like a good time.
And then tomorrow night we start our run with Rick Beatty and Larry Mitchell, and that's in Fife, Washington at Louis G's.
Right,
and
Louis
then,
G's.
And then we do three or four other gigs in Washington with those guys. So
yes.
TravisLarsonBand.com would have all that information.
Yeah, so the Tacoma, you're going to be in Fall City. Yeah, East Olympia. You guys, I'm going to let you go before you melt to death, but it was great to speak with all of you.
Hey, and I know I say this every time, but, it's the truth. There's only a few people in the States anymore that are hosting shows like this and supporting instrumental music and different kinds of guitar music. So we really appreciate what you do, and it means everything to try and keep that alive and promoting it in the world. So thanks for all you do for us.
Aw, bless your hearts. Well, you know, I enjoy it, and if there weren't people like you playing it, I wouldn't have a radio show, so there you go. I'd be forced to play other things.
Well, these guys are no longer on speakerphone, but before you sign off the air, I'm going to make them all say bye.
Okay.
So everybody gets to say bye to Victrola.
Bye, Victrola. We love you.
We love you,
bye,
too.
Bye, Vicky. Thanks.
Bye, you guys. Go and cool off. Have fun tonight with your friend. And everybody listening, TravisLarsonBand.com. Check them out. New CD, Sound Mind. And I'm going to sign you guys off the air, and I'm going to play something, and then I'll just say goodbye real quick privately.
Cool. Sounds good.
What are we going to play? What do you guys want to play? Want me to play from Sound Mind? Pick a tune.
Oh, geez. Have you played What's What yet?
No, but we could do that.
That's pretty, that's kind of our Rush meets the Who tribute to both bands song. So how about that?
Nice. Hang on for just a second. What's What? There it is. Okay, this is What's What from Sound Mind. Travis Larson Band here on the Guitar Shop.